Okay, up next we'll move along to Utah coach Kyle Whittingham and Utah host Colorado on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. In your opinion, what makes a rivalry game? And second part, do you sense any of that when you think of Colorado?
I was asked that same question yesterday, and I think, how I would define it, I think there's got to be, I don't want to use the word hatred because that's too strong, but a little animosity, a little bad blood maybe, a little, something that adds a little flavor to it. And, I think that's probably, the basis. I just don't feel that, with Colorado. They have all the respect, obviously. I mean, they're a good team. Every year it comes down right to the wire. But, Coach McIntyre runs a great program, and they play hard. They play like they're supposed to, and we just respect them for that. I don't think a rivalry can be manufactured. I think I've said that before, and I think it has to evolve and grow. It almost seems like there's got to be an event that sparks it, or maybe geographically, right down the road or something like that. But anyway, for what that's worth, that's my thoughts on what a rivalry is, and I just don't sense that Colorado is any more of a rivalry for us than any other team in the Pac-12. And that's not to be disparaging, because I don't think that's a negative thing. I think that's just the facts and the reality of the situation.
So what you're saying is you guys are just too nice, both teams.
Well, I don't know if it's too nice. I think, I can't speak for them, but for us, like I said, a respect for their program and really no bad blood other than just your normal week-to-week competitive, situation that you get in when you play these games.
Gotcha. Thanks, Hal.
Okay.
And your next question comes from the line of Cal Goon, Salt Lake Tribune.
Yeah, Coach, I was just kind of wondering, with a guy like Kenneth Scott, who his experience of, he stretches pretty far back, what does that mean to your team? What does it bring that's maybe a little more unique?
Well, Scott has been in the program a long time. He's been here, he got the medical extension on his clock, and so he's been in our program, knows exactly what the expectations are. He's been voted team captain this year. He's done a great job in that capacity. And we're going to miss him. This is finally his last year, and he's had a very good year for us. Probably should have gotten the ball more than we have, but Scotty brings a toughness, a stability, a work ethic that he sets the bar. Nobody works any harder than Scott, Kenneth Scott, and he's been a great, great member of our team this year and for the last 6 years, for that matter.
Is it kind of easier to root for him as a player when you kind of see the injuries he's gone through and been able to kind of come back and still be productive?
Oh, yeah. He's had a couple of major injuries that he's fought his way back from. And I think all the players, I know all the players in the program respect him for that. And the grind. He's a guy that just grinds it out every day. Nobody practices harder than Kenneth Scott either on the field. I mean, he's a guy that is a great practice guy. And the one thing about Kenneth and what you would like with all your guys is he's the same guy every day. No ups and downs. He's just always out there operating in the same mode, just going full speed and doing everything right.
Thanks.
Okay.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance. All right, hearing none, that's it, Cal. Appreciate your time today. Good luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll see you.